Welcome back, baby.
Screaming Lord Sutch, and when I play something from Screaming Lord Sutch, you know it must almost be Halloween, and that's Come Back Baby. It's from 1964, the flip side of Dracula's Daughter. He's the madman of the British beat era, so I dig him up every Halloween. And welcome to Ready, Steady, A Go-Go from Mercy Beat Tamad. This is the podcast that plays the best of the British beat era, about 1962 to 66. And my name is Michael Lynch, and this is going to be a jam-packed show, this episode number 87. Not only are we going to hear some good British beat, but I got a lot of records playing today for specific reasons. Today we're going to honor a birthday. We're also going to pay tribute to two musical people who passed recently. And we're going to hear a song that's going to sound mighty familiar, even if you've never heard it before. And as always, there'll be trivia. I'm going to answer the question from the last show, and I'll have a new question for you, too. So there's a lot crammed into this episode. Let's get back into it. And here's one in honor of Halloween. Not the song itself. The song isn't scary at all, but the group fits because it's Brett Young and the Ghost Squad.
Just using that for bait, make you the living it, and then they turn on the heat. But girl, you can't make a fool out of me. You see, it happened before. I had the same old thing. A little girl tried to do me down. She said for me she went. She did with every cent. So honey, you're not gonna mess me around. Gotta get straight. Cause certain you, baby, I just hate. You gotta treat me right each and every night. Cause girl, you won't make a fool out of me. Same old thing, the little girl tried to do me down. She said for me she went, she did with everything. So honey, you're not gonna mess me around. I tell you one thing, we gotta get straight. Cause
last night. Your ma said you cried in your sleep last night. You should have seen the look in her eye.
That's Adam, Mike, and Tim, and You're the Reason Why. This is from 1965, and thank you to Willie in Holland. He helped me get a copy of that track. I wanted to play that in memory of the recently departed Richard Wright of Pink Floyd. He died a few weeks ago, and he wrote that song, You're the Reason Why. And before that, Doug Sheldon, the Kenny Dino classic, Your Ma Said You Cried in Your Sleep Last Night. That was a top 30 for Doug. 1962, that was his biggest hit. It was on Decca Records. And up on top, Brett Young and the Ghost Squad, You Can't Fool Me, 1964, on Pi. And this is Ready, Steady, a Go-Go from Mercy Beat to Mod. We got lots more great stuff ahead for this episode, but first, why don't we look at the trivia question from the last episode, and we'll see who got it right. Now, I played a song by Freddie and the Dreamers called In My Baby's Arms, and I said it was from one of his British EPs, and I asked him to tell me which one it was, and the answer was Ready, Freddie, Go. Kind of like the way that sounds, Ready, Freddie, Go. And those of you who knew the answer, Richard Bunky Bell, and he's got a podcast too. It's called Back from the Bend. You can catch a link to that on my homepage. Also, Mike S. in Rutherford, New Jersey. I was wondering what happened to him. Denise Clark of Oxford, Pennsylvania. Not Mike Clark, but Denise Clark. He says it was his wife who got it and deserves the credit. She was the one who came up with the answer, so good going, Denise. Also, Jordan and Sierra in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Scott in Los Angeles. And the first one in with the right answer was Keith Fairhurst in Australia. So good going, Keith. And everyone else who got it right, good for you, too. We'll have some more trivia a little bit later. And right now, let's have some more music. And today, or the day I'm posting this episode, October 24th, today is the birthday of the Stones bass player Bill Wyman. So very happy birthday to Bill. He's 72. And why don't we hear the Stones doing a song that Bill wrote?
Stones saying stay tuned for Ed Rudy's coverage of the Rolling Stones in America.
Bill Wyman is best known as the married Rolling Stone, and his gaunt appearance and very long hair makes him stand out. Bill plays the bass guitar with the group and the piano for his own enjoyment. He is the father of a baby boy. Bill Wyman enjoys reading poetry, and his hobby is studying the stars. But he hasn't had much time for it since he became a star himself.
One of you is married. Who is that?
Me.
I knew it. That's why I asked. Do you find that your fans are any different than the rest of the fellas? Do you attract a unique type because you're the married Stone?
No, I think it's just the same. You know, it doesn't seem to make difference to them too much. Not in England, anyway. I don't know about America. But in England, the fans are fans, whether you're married, single, divorced, or, you know, just horrible.
Did you find a great deal of difference between the American gals and the British gals as fans? We're not going to ask you anything else because you're a married man. I'm sure you wouldn't know. But as fans?
No, they seem just as interested in you, you know. And they scream just as loud and they like your records just as much. I think they're about the same.
Are the Pebble people here wilder than they are in England?
No, about the same.
You mean you get this fantastic response practically any place in the world that you go?
Yeah, only except for Switzerland. They're a bit old-fashioned there.
Yeah, well, that country has been there so long, I imagine there's a shortage of teenagers.
A shortage of something. I don't know what it is, but it's short of it, you know.
What's your reaction to some of these horrible magazine articles?
Well, as far as what they say about us, it doesn't bother me because I think the true fans know what we're like and the people who like us. And as far as they're concerned, writing them, I think it only shows up their lack of, you know, writing well. That's all. If they've got nothing better to write about, I think, you know, they should give up.
Right. Bill, how did this come about, this thing with writing miserable articles about the Stones? Did this originate in Europe? Did it start here? How did it come about?
It started when we started in England, you know. But by now in England, everybody knows what we really are like, so they don't write things that are untrue, you know. But of course, whenever you go to a new country, as we are fairly new in America, you get the same thing starting again, you know. And after a certain period, it will wear off. Thank you.
A little tribute set there to Bill Wyman in honor of his birthday today, October 24th. And that was The Preachers from 1965. That was an early band featuring Peter Frampton when he was just a teenager. That's from their single produced by Bill Wyman. It's called Too Old in the Head. And before that, The Chains, a song called Down and Out. That's from early 65 on Columbia Records. And Bill produced that one too with Glyn Johns. Actually, Mick Fleetwood was playing the drums on there a couple years before Fleetwood Mac. And also in there we had Bill's interview from that infamous, I guess you'd say, the Ed Rudy interview album. We heard Charlie's portion on the last show, so we heard Bill's part of that today. And up on top, we had an unreleased Rolling Stones track recorded in the fall of 1964 at one of their famous chess sessions. That's kind of hard to say. A session they did at Chess Records in Chicago. Let's put it that way. Anyway, the song's called Goodbye Girl, and Nick sings it, but Bill wrote it. So happy birthday to Bill Wyman, and we're just going to exhaust the topic just a little bit more because he's going to be the subject of the new trivia question. Got to ask a question right now, and if you know the answer, you can email the answer to me at readysteadyagogo@yahoo.com. And if you're right, I'll mention you on the next show. And if you're the first one in with the right answer, you get a special mention. And the question is, before he became a full-time Rolling Stone, what was Bill Wyman's day job? What was Bill's job just before the Stones took off? Write to me if you know, readysteadyagogo@yahoo.com. All right, I got a few more songs for you, and some of you already know all about this record, but if you've never heard this before, if you don't know anything about this record, listen closely to the lyrics and see if it doesn't sound a little bit too familiar.
Yeah. 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 try to stop.
Early morning, I was on my way to school. It was early morning, I was on my way to school. I saw a little girl, man, she looked so cool. She's got that long blonde hair and those big blue eyes. She's got that long blonde hair and those big blue eyes. Well, I'm telling you, boy, well, she's just my size. Come on with me. Well, I'm a long-legged baby.
My long-legged baby.
She's my long-legged baby.
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 My long-legged baby. She love me all night long. Oh, come on, baby, yeah. It was early morning, I was on my way to school. It was early morning, I was on my way to school. Well, I saw a little girl, man, she looked so cool. She's got those big blue eyes and that long blonde hair. Her long blue eyes and that long blonde hair.
My long-legged baby.
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 You love me all night long. Oh, yeah.
The Graham Bond Organization, featuring Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker, leader of Cream. That's Long Legged Ladies from 1964. It's an early B-side for him, a little R&B for you. Before that, we had The Knack, the British Knack, song called Stop, good little rocker there. And up on top from 1966, from the summertime, The Small Faces, and a track from their first album. It's called You Need Lovin'. It's a song that's kind of fallen into legend. It's got some Willie Dixon at the root, but Led Zeppelin borrowed, to put it nicely. They borrowed from that record for A Whole Lot of Love pretty blatantly, too, and they put their own names on it, but that's the Led Zeppelin way. Well, that's just about it for this episode. Just one more song to play, and kind of a special one, too. But before we play it, I want to thank you for listening once again to Ready, Steady, A Go-Go, and please join me every 2 weeks for a new episode. So the next one will be up on Friday, November 7th. That's going to be our first post-election show. Wow. Even those of you who don't live in America, I'm sure you know what a wild election year we're having over here. It's just insane. And next time we meet, that'll all be over. So yeah, November 7th, just go to nanker.podomatic.com. And while you're there, check out some links I have there to some other podcasts, like Jim's Child of the 60s with Jim Whitty. He's always got a lot of great music and a lot of it on the rare side. So he digs up some great overlooked 60s music, so check him out. Also check out Toffee Sunday Smash with Andy Morton, if psychedelic music is your thing. Psychedelic and late 60s British rock. And I also want to tell you about the Kaisers. That's a great Scottish band that modeled themselves after the old British beat style. They were around in the 90s and the early part of this decade. You ought to check out their MySpace page. It's maintained by one of my listeners, Anthony Marasco. He runs that page. And one of the Kaisers, Matt, he's a longtime listener here. So I urge you all to check that page out. And you can find links to all of these sites and all these podcasts on my page at nanker.podomatic.com. And we're going to close out the show today with something I played once before, a long time ago, but I want to play it again. I think you'll understand why. And as I'm sure you heard, Levi Stubbs of the legendary Four Tops, he died last week. Very sad to lose him. Big musical name and a great voice and a great group and all those great records he made. And of course, the Four Tops and all the Motown music, great inspiration on British beat groups. And we're going to close out with the Hollies and a live recording of theirs from 1966. They never did this on one of their regular albums, but they did this in their concerts. I'm Michael Lynch. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on November 7th. Take care.
We can do the Four Tops, can't we?
Oh, I will do that one then.
you can't go.